Let's talk to the man behind Signature Living, Lawrence Kenwright, who's got something of a party going on at the Shankly tonight. Morning to you, Lawrence.
Morning.
Good morning. You okay?
Yeah, so it's not a Liverpool party, is it? The city tonight is celebrating our two key men as well as the team.
Well, it's been a long time coming for England, and the last time I was witness to it, to a World Cup final, I was 4 months old, so let's make the most of it.
Oh, 4 months. That's, yeah. It's a new breed, isn't it? A new generation.
Giving your age away.
It may never happen again.
So interesting. I mean, interestingly, for our city, we're sort of noted as being a city that perhaps isn't England crazy. But I think even Liverpool has completely got on board with this, Lawrence. Hmm.
Well, clearly we got two amazing football clubs. Obviously, Everton better than Liverpool. There has been a few sort of negatives on social platforms about, you know, why should we follow, you know, England? But actually, why should we follow England? England's, you know, done so well this World Cup. Why should we all get behind them?
Yeah.
Massive feel-good factor to the whole thing.
Yeah, I think as an England fan over the years, you know, they've not let us down. That's probably a bit strong, but you can lose that connection a little bit when you expect so much. And they failed to deliver, and obviously this year I think we've all got back on board. You know, certainly it hasn't been as strong as this since 96, and then 1990 I remember really well. So you know, from my point of view, I'm all for it, and I think everyone should get behind it.
Now, Lawrence is full of so much World Cup fever that he's had a little bit of a bet with, was it with mates, or tell us about what it is you've actually come up with if England win the World Cup, Lawrence.
Well, if we win the World Cup, all the drink that is supplied in Almad, Cuba on that night when we have the event showing will be free.
Were you forced into this by pals, or were you just in a moment of euphoria?
No. I just think it's an amazing thing. I think we should make the most of it. As I said before, it may never happen again. So why don't we just make the most of this and where we are now?
So you're offering one giant party if England are victorious.
One huge Alma de Cuba party.
Well, you do look forward and think, what will the country be like? How will the country react? Because, you know, so much has changed, so much has gone on since 1966. You know, what will it be like? And it's now tantalising. It's within reach and it's within touch and distance. And it's a dangerous thing to do, by the way, because we've got a big semi-final tonight. And if we manage to get through that, then there's obviously an even bigger game waiting us on Sunday. But the idea that the whole country will go into this massive party, and obviously Lawrence is putting these kind of extra incentives to get out there and enjoy it. So, yeah, that
look,
sounds
look
good.
If they lose the final, Lawrence, you've got to do something as well. And I know, as an Evertonian, you're delighted with Jordan Pickford, aren't you?
Absolutely delighted. He's been amazing, hasn't he, from start through to end. Well, not up to the end yet. But I think it's a bit more than that, isn't it? It's about Liverpool as a city being a football city. You know, our tourism is driven in by football almost totally now. And so that's why we've got to get behind our players that are there, Henderson and Pickford.
Yeah, the two of them together.
Two Jordans.
I was asking you before, Quayle, who would be your man of the tournament? We were discussing this on the show yesterday, and myself and Andy Kelly both agreed with Luka Modric, but you sort of sneered at that and turned your nose up.
I wouldn't say sneer.
Come on, who's your golden ball man?
Up to me, I have my personal reason, which was when I've watched them intensely, I thought Eden Hazard has really, you know, come to the party a little bit and really driven Belgium forward. And I thought he did last night, and he was unfortunate. But in terms of eye-catching, and you know, you can't look further than Jordan Pickford.
Jordan Pickford. Lawrence?
I'm going to be really bored. I'm going to go with Kane. You know, he's scoring the goals. He got us there. How can you go against that?
Well, another one, he's stood up to the plate. He's delivered the penalties. I know you can be not critical, but you can say, well, you know, 12 yards out, he should be scoring, and he scored in the last minute. I think there's so much confidence that he gives the team, and there's so much fear that he's striking into the opposition. I think he is worth his weight in gold. Obviously not my choice at the moment, but I think hopefully come Sunday, and well, hopefully tonight and then Sunday.
It's also the space he creates as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Without a doubt.
It's all about him and the two Jordans, so go with that.
I'm getting excited.
Is the party a sellout at the Shankly tonight, Lawrence?
Oh, my God, yes.
You see, you might have a problem kicking them out.
But we're expecting 1,000 people on the roof.
1,000 on the roof? Wow.
We've already had that a couple of times now, but we're expecting 1,000 on the roof. and maybe another few hundred downstairs in the Pasadena restaurant.
So you've got a giant screen on the roof of the Shankly Hotel, have you?
We certainly have.
I tell you what, that's the place to be, it isn't it? Yeah.
Well, obviously,
quite we don't fortunately. Free, hey, the drink isn't free.
Just to clarify.
Yeah, he's generous, but he's not that generous. Lawrence, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Lawrence Kenwright there, the man behind Signature Living. Rock, sport, and talk. Radio City Talk.